Howard, and today we're going to be going over beginning breath. When you begin your yoga practice, you come into a smooth, steady, full torso yoga breath. This can be for asana, whether you're doing postures, whether you're doing just a breathing exercise, or whether you're meditating. It all begins with the breath. So I like to call what I like to call is dropping in. I think it's kind of a familiar term. Dropping into your full torso yoga breath comes with time, comes with practice. And so what this is today is just a kind of coaching or a guided meditation of how to get into that beginning breath, how to go from the outside world of everything that's going on, all the mind steps, all the to-dos and could-be's and all of that, and just focusing on the breath, quieting all of that to just be able to focus on the breath. So it comes with practice, it comes with time, and sometimes it'll take 3 breaths to get into it, sometimes it'll take, 17, sometimes you never will quite make it to that smooth, steady yoga breath. Your mind continues to pull you in other directions, or distraction continues to arise, depending on where you are in your practice. So the more you do this, the easier it will be for you to drop into that full torso yoga breath anytime. So if you're doing asana, if you're in your posture and you had a smooth, steady breath, you notice that smooth, steady breath is now ragged and jagged and you're having a hard time holding that smooth and steady. What you'll do is just come out of the posture a little bit and come back to that smooth, steady breath. Make no judgment. Come back to that smooth, steady breath. In pranayama, when you're breathing, you're doing all kinds of stuff with your breath, but you will begin with a smooth, steady breath. Meditation, you can always start with your breath to lead you inward, if you like. Different techniques, but it's one that you can use. Coming back to your smooth, steady breath. When your mind wanders, you're human, just as it should be. Make no judgment. Come back to that smooth, steady breath. Over and over, that's what practice is. Repetition, repeating it, doing it over and over again so that it becomes more automatic. It becomes more of a part of you. So, say learning how to play the piano. You're tinking at that piano, just, clomping away. And then with practice, the fingers become more dexterous. You know what you're doing. You don't have to think about it. It's called neuroplasticity. So on a cellular level, all of this is happening with just bringing your awareness to your breath. So begin seated. You can begin lying down if that's what's comfortable for you. You just want to find a position that is as comfortable as possible for you. If you're not comfortable, you'll have a hard time focusing on your breath. So maybe relative, find as comfortable as possible of a position for you. So you'll begin by taking 3 out-breaths. On your exhale, just blow the air out through the mouth. So just begin by meeting yourself where you are. Notice your mind. Notice if it's a reflection of a turbulent sea or maybe a calm, clear lake. Make no judgment. Just be present with that. Begin to let that fade away a little bit and turn down the volume as if you could. Become aware of the body. Start noticing the sensations in the body, lack of sensation in the body. Again, noticing without judgment, just being present with what is. Beginning to turn the volume down on the body and then turn the volume up on your breath. Just notice it as it is, making no change. Whether it's a reflection of your day, how you're feeling. And again, make no judgment, just be aware. So as you watch your breath, just time begin to smooth and even it. is just smooth and even in time. Inhale, pause. Exhale, pause. Even watching the breath as it enters through the nostrils, and imagine as if it comes down into the collarbones, filling the rib cage, the belly, all the way down at the end. And then as you exhale, begin pulling your navel to spine, pressing the air out, watching it exit again through the nostrils. So inhaling, collarbones, rib cage, softening the belly at the very end. Exhale, engage your core, navel to spine, pressing the air out, exiting through the nostrils. Just be present with that for a few moments. Into your smooth, steady breath. Continue doing just as you're doing. Just want to be aware of not ever straining the breath or pushing the breath. It should be smooth, steady, natural. Not trying to go for long breaths or anything. Just smooth, just steady. As you continue to breathe, notice how you grow tall on the inhale. Even imagine each vertebra in your spine creating space, feeling the crown of the head reaching up towards the sky. Then maintain that length as you exhale, engaging your navel to spine. Inhale, extending through the spine, lifting the heart. And exhale, strong core, navel to spine. Now you can really extend and reach through the crown of the head, growing 2 inches. Exhale, maintain that length, navel to spine. Or you can just gently reach. It can be strong, it can be gentle. Play with that in time. For this practice, just stick with one. Finding a smooth, steady breath speed. Feeling length on each inhale. Engaging the core on each exhale. So this breath speed will be your anchor. Anytime your mind wanders, and it will, you're human, make no judgment, come back to this smooth, steady breath. There'll be days when you'll be able to come back to this smooth, steady breath very easily without a challenge. And there'll be times where you're constantly pulled, you're constantly bringing yourself back. It's okay, it's part of the practice. There's no ceasing thought. All you need to do is breathe in and breathe out. And the thing is, you're doing it already. So if you can learn to drop into this smooth, steady yoga breath at any time, whenever you need it most, it can be one of the most powerful allies you have in your well-being and your self-care and in empowering yourself. When you feel complete on your next 3 out-breaths, just blow the air out through the mouth. Thank you for practicing with me. If you have any questions, concerns, or if you'd like to find more videos and just more information about developing, creating your personal yoga practice, visit www.yogaempowered.com. Again, thanks for practicing with me, and I hope you have an awesome day.